pick him up, he'd give him his car key, and he'd take him on home. He'd say nothing about it. He'd bring the car and sell it. Mm-hmm. They got that police, they got that bag. Mm-hmm. You know, right down here in Nacogdoches, Nacogdoches, they turned off 52 policemen one day. And I know one of the boys, they was knocking down, stealing, and doing everything else. They had possession of the town, they could do anything else. The police would get out to hunt the one who done it. They wouldn't hunt one another. They're the ones that's doing it.
Yeah.
Caught them.
If you got arrested, you'd be arrested if you broke the...
Broke your law.
Well, you're supposed to obey the... The what?
They're supposed to do what?
Well, say if you had a politician who thought that the police should be tougher and should crack down on criminals, he would say that he's for law.
He's a law.
Uh-huh. Or he's supporting law.
He supports the law, but he don't do it.
He's supposed to maintain law.
Order.
Say the whole thing. He's supposed to maintain...
Order.
We're talking about law and order. You'd say he's supposed to maintain...
Order and law.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there don't many of them do that. I'll tell you that right now.
Say if you're a postmaster, you'd be working for the federal...
Well... Now, I don't know where that postmaster working for the federal, or what he's working for.
Mm-hmm.
He's working for the state, I thought.
The state, what?
The state of America.
Mm-hmm. You pay your taxes to the...
Pay it to the sheriff department.
Uh-huh.
And your income tax, you pay them to the federal office.
Uh-huh.
That's another thing. It goes through so many offices and this and that and the other. When it gets to the main office, they don't half of it go there.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's upset this country now. There's too many taxpayers and they don't get there.
Mm-hmm. If you were an FBI agent, who would you be working for?
You're supposed to be working for the federal government, wouldn't you?
Mm-hmm. And the fight that they had between the North and the South, what was that called a long time ago?
That was to free the nigger, wasn't it? From and I understood the way to the North captured them niggers over yonder and brought them in, sold them to the South
mm-hmm.
for slaves. And they after kept so long. Now you take it up there. Them North young men would come down here and hire to these people that had big camps of them prisoners working them. He would get a job, he would work them prisoners.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't getting too much. And in every case, you could find a bunch of or them young women with
mm-hmm.
white children. They'd carry them back to the North.
Mm-hmm.
Part of them would stay here. It's all over the country. That's the first starting of the whole thing. Mixing up is them slaves, bringing them in here. Now we got back over here, one old, well her name was Tabby